USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Frustration is building as infrastructure talks drag out in Washington, D.C. Some Republicans, including Senator Tim Scott, calling this an enormous spending bill and a tax increase and warning that it will hurt people living paycheck to paycheck. Republican Senator from Pennsylvania, Pat Toomey, tells CNN he believes a bill needs to be paid for.
A very, very important category for me is how all this is going to get paid for. We just spent $1.9 trillion that there was absolutely no need for. A lot of that money hasn't been spent yet, but it will.
American Airlines is sounding the alarm about fuel delivery delays. CNBC getting hold of a company memo that says delays impacted cities in the western United States the most at first. However, it has become a nationwide problem. The delays expected to last through mid-August. USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hundreds of Cuban Americans and pro-democracy protesters are gathering in Lafayette Square near the White House. The demonstrators are chanting in Spanish and English in support of the Cubans rallying against the government.
Libertad, libertad, freedom for Cuba! Freedom for Cuba! Freedom for Cuba! Freedom for Cuba!
After new laws were passed in France, millions of people protested over the weekend.
France's parliament has approved a measure that will mandate COVID vaccinations for all healthcare workers and require a special virus pass to enter restaurants and travel domestically on trains and planes. The bill prompted thousands to protest across the country over the weekend, with the largest demonstrations in Paris. French President Emmanuel Macron called the measure a necessity amid rising cases to protect the country's vulnerable populations and to avoid more lockdowns. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
During her daily press briefing on Monday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is continuing to look at coronavirus case rates before making any decision on recommending face masks again.
The CDC looks at data. They look at data across the country, in a range of regions across the country. And if they make an assessment, we will, of course, be here to follow their guidance.
CDC guidance says those who are not vaccinated do not have to wear masks. Washington, D.C. Metro Chief Robert Conte is sounding off on a recent string of shootings in the nation's capital.
As Washington lawmakers play the blame game on why violent crime is spiking in major cities throughout America, Washington, D.C. Police Chief Robert Conte has his theory from what he's seeing on the streets.
We have taken on a mindset that marijuana is not really a big issue in our city. I can tell you that marijuana undoubtedly is connected to violent crimes that we're seeing in our community. When you have something where people get high reward, they can make a lot of money by selling illegal marijuana, and the risk is low, the risk for accountability is very low, that creates a very, 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 very bad situation. Because those individuals get robbed, those individuals get shot at, those individuals get involved in disputes all across our city. I'm seeing it happen more and more.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.